where you present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, Any Old Iron.
Oh, this is a beautiful painting. Paris offering his apple to the three graces. Right, that goes down as oil on canvas. Hello.
I'm trying to strip this pine table. How do you get the blow lamp to keep alight?
Pump it! Pump it! How the hell can I catalogue this old painting with you screaming from the kitchen?
What?
You pump it! You keep pumping it!
Oh, all right.
Stupid old git.
It's all right, I've done it. I've got it going.
Now, if this painting is a Burne Jones, the signature will be down here. Somewhere. It's a Burne Jones. It's worth a fortune. He's dead! 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 Come here quick! Dead! Dead!
I'm coming! What is it? What have you got there?
Ghost! Oh, stop! Go! Turn the blow lamp off! Turn the blow lamp off! Go!
Hey, look at that. A flying thrower right through the middle of it.
Perhaps you can get it invisibly mended.
You can't stitch ashes together, can you? It's an old painting, not a pair of trousers.
Well, it wasn't valuable, was it?
Not valuable. Do you know what that is? That is a genuine example of the English school of Pre-Raphaelites. It's a Burne Jones. Look at it. I've got more Burne than Jones now. Could have been worth thousands, that could.
Yeah, that's no Burne Jones.
It is. I uncovered his signature. Look, in the left-hand corner, the one bit that is left, his signature there is Burne Jones.
That's Bert Jones.
Where?
There you are. B-E-R-T. Bert.
Oh, well. That was still a good picture. I mean, I could have got a tenner for it.
A tenner? Yeah, for the frame, maybe, and you still got that.
That is not the point. It could have been real. You're a menace, you are, to any decent art collection. I mean, the good stuff you've ruined are mine. You could have sacked Rome on your own, you could. Attila the Hun wouldn't have had a look in with you. Born in the wrong century, you were. You could have swept across Europe with your blow lamp, destroying everything in your path.
Accidents will happen.
Accidents? You shortened the legs on my Chippendale armchair. Because it was too high for you. It wasn't even for you.
Well, you shouldn't have left it on the cart.
I left it on the cart because I was taking it to Sotheby's. Cutting off four beautiful ball and claws and nailing on iron casters. That is criminal.
Well, I like to move about when I'm sitting down.
Yeah, well, you'll have all the room you want to move about in soon because I'm clearing my collection out. I'm not leaving it here for you to destroy. As soon as I've got the Conkers, I'm going to open a shop of my own. An antique shop. I've always wanted that.
Hey, Harold.
Well?
Come over here. Look, a customer. Coming in the yard.
He must be mad.
Cool, blimey, just look at him. A toff. Well, he ain't here after any second-hand gas stoves, that's for sure. He looks a good touch, Harold. Will you go or me?
Hmm? Oh, well, you go and see him. I've done my stint for today.
Ah, all right then. Here I go.
I've got my porcelain cataloguing to do.
Good afternoon, sir. See anything you fancy?
No, not yet. Mind if I just browse around?
No, help yourself. Don't go in there, though.
Oh, why not?
It's the stable. The horse is in there. She don't like strangers. You're liable to get a couple of hoofs up your arse. What was it you was particularly looking for?
Oh, nothing in particular. I know that you chaps occasionally come across the odd piece that's a bit out of your line, and, well, I was just passing.
Are you in the trade, then?
Well, I'm a dealer.
Scrap?
Antiques.
Oh. I was going to say, I thought you looked a bit of a Jessie. I mean, a bit dressy for a totter. Antiques. Well, you'd better have a word with me partner. That's his department. Harold, come out here. Won't keep you a minute.
Oh, look, don't bother. I don't think there's anything here that would interest me. Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is my son, Harold.
What a fine-looking boy.
This gentleman is an antique dealer.
Oh, yeah? How do you do?
Oh, what a strong grip you have. Very powerful. Your biceps must be very well developed.
Oh, well, you know how it is. He has to hump a lot of heavy gear about in this guy. What did you actually have in mind?
Well, that depends on what you have to offer, doesn't it? I can find my activities to the 16th and 17th centuries.
Oh, yes, that's a lovely period.
Oh, I'm so glad you agree. I feel that after that, everything became so nasty, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. When all that heavy Hanoverian clobber they started making, it's much too ornate.
It lost a lot of its simplicity.
Well, exactly.
How rare to find a connoisseur in such unlikely surroundings.
Well, I've always been interested. It sort of rubs off on you in this business.
Cigarette?
Oh, they're nice. Thank you.
They're black.
Yes, Russian. I have them made for me.
And you get no wood burns, eh?
I'm afraid not. Try one?
No, thanks. They make me cough me guts up. Something rotten.
Dad, please.
Yes, well, is it worth looking round under all this stuff? I'd like you to find anything. Anything you might have overlooked? The odd Jacobean fire dog? Elizabethan wine goblets?
No, I'm afraid we're right out of those at the moment.
Well, I'd pay extremely well for anything that interested me.
You've got some good stuff in your house, Harold.
No, that's no good. It's too late.
It's only 5:30.
Oh, God. The period's too late.
Well, anyway, here's my card.
Timothy Stanhope.
The Stanhope. And you are?
Harold Steptoe. With an E.
Oh, it's been extremely pleasant meeting you. If you come across anything, you will think of me, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Goodbye. Oh, the number on the right is my home number. Anytime. Good afternoon, Mr. Septo.
Cheerio. He fancies you.
Hey?
You heard. He fancies you.
I thought I was a stupid.
He's a poof.
He's not a puff.
Course he is. The number on the right is my home number. Any time. Yeah.
Everyone's a puff to you, aren't they, eh? I mean, anybody who dresses well, talks nicely, with a little bit of refinement, it's a puff.
Well, he is, mate. I'm telling you, I can smell him a mile off. Especially him. You go, blimey.
Look, he was wearing aftershave lotion. I mean, everybody wears aftershave lotion.
I don't.
Well, you ought to. You especially.
I'm telling you, he's as bent as a boomerang.
I don't understand you. You've got on a brain, ain't you? You've got puff mania. Everybody on television is a puff. How do you know? I mean, where did you get your information from?
I'm not going to argue with you. He's an iron oof, and that's all there is to it. You mark my words. He'll be back.
I doubt that very much. There's nothing here he's after.
That's what you think. She's here again.
Who is?
Your girlfriend. She's out in the yard.
I'll leave it out for God's sake, Dad.
Must be getting keen. That's the third time she's been round this week.
Don't keep calling him her. There's nothing wrong with him.
Well, go on. Don't keep her waiting.
Good morning.
Hello, Harold.
Hello. I haven't found anything for you yet.
Oh, no, I didn't expect you to. That's all right. The main reason I popped round is that yesterday I came across some rather amusing Italian Renaissance buttons.
Oh, yes?
And I recalled our most interesting conversation about Florentine art the other day and how keen you were on the period.
Oh, well, I don't know all that much about it.
Oh, no, you're a very perceptive and cultured young man.
Well, I'm always ready to learn.
Well, anyway, I had these buttons made up into cufflinks and I'd like you to have them.
Oh, they're lovely. Oh, no, no, I can't take them.
Oh, you must, Harold.
No, no, I couldn't. I mean, you don't even know me.
Oh, please, Harold, it's bad luck in the trade not to accept gifts. Besides, you're the only one I know who can really appreciate them.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, then don't say anything. It's my pleasure. Well, I must dash. I'm going to a midnight charity auction, of all things.
Are you?
Oh, by the way, what are you doing tomorrow?
Eh? Oh, I'm out in the horse and cart, as usual.
No, I mean tomorrow evening.
Nothing? What?
Well, I have two tickets for the Bolshoi Ballet. They're doing Diaghilev's Nutcracker Suite.
Oh, really?
Well, I wondered if you're not absolutely shattered by the thought of ballet, whether you'd care to join me.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. I like dancing.
You're sure there's nothing in your book?
Oh, no. No, I have no engagements at all. I am completely free.
Oh, good. Well, I'll pick you up at 8, then. Oh, black tie.
Well, is somebody dead? Oh. What's he laughing at? Perfectly reasonable question, wasn't it? Oh, what beautiful cufflinks.
Presents now, is it?
Where did you come from?
I was in the Kazi. I heard you.
Well, I didn't hear you.
Italian Renaissance cufflinks. That's coming on a bit strong, isn't it? A sprat to catch a mackerel, that is.
That's your dirty little mind again.
This is a present from one connoisseur to another.
One connoisseur to another, yeah. What are you going to give her? 3.5 yards of lead piping. One of my big couple of old shirts in a rag bin she'd like.
Look, I do not wish to discuss it with you. You just want to understand. As Lucrezia Borgia once said, to the evil, all things is evil. Timothy is a...
Oh, it's Timothy now.
Mr. Stanhope is a very cultivated man. I could learn a lot from him.
I bet you could.
He's an expert. I mean, there's nothing he don't know about antiques. He'll come in very useful for when I opens the shop. He knows all about art and music, literature. And I want to know about it too. We're going to the ballet tomorrow night.
What? You usually go down to the Skinner's Arms on a Friday and have a go at Dolly Miller. She'll be expecting you.
Then you just have to tell her I've got another engagement. And I can't build my life around the Skinner's Arms and Dolly Miller. There are broader horizons. I'm going to the ballet with Timothy, and that's all there is to it. I shall see you in the morning.
Yeah, ballet. Poof's football. That's all that is. Harold, what are you doing? You've been up in that bedroom for hours.
Who are you calling, Father?
Oh, go blimey. What does he look like? You're not going out dressed up like that, are you?
I'm glad you don't like it. That proves it must be all right.
Did she buy that lot for you?
No, he didn't. I bought it myself. I paid my way, don't you worry.
Ah, I see you've got your handbag with you.
This is a gent's shoulder bag. It's to prevent any unsightly bulges in the trousers.
Jet's shoulder bag, yeah. Harold, stop it before it's too late. You don't know what you're letting yourself in for.
Oh, Father, stop fussing around me like an old hen and get on with your fromage. I shall probably be home late tonight.
Again? You've been out late every night this week. Where are you going?
Mind your own business. I'm going out with Timmy, all right?
Harold, I am here to tell you. You'll get yourself talked about.
Talked about? By whom, pray?
Well, the neighbours, for a start.
The neighbours? Do you seriously think that I am concerned with the tittle-tattle of the local petty bourgeoisie? I mean, what would they know? The beauty of a Homeric union between two cultured minds.
Harold, you're on the turn.
I'm not on the turn! Would you realise that what Timothy and I have is a strictly aesthetic and a platonic relationship? He happens to be a cultured and an intelligent man. Oh, he may be a bit arty-crafty, but that doesn't mean to say he's a poof.
Does to me.
That remark is typical of you. Look, I've said all I've got to say. Try and understand, Father. He's opened my mind to a world of beauty and refinement, unassailable by vile innuendo and coarse jests.
You don't even sound like Harold.
And furthermore, if I get any more of it, I shall punch you straight in the throat.
That's better. Don't go out tonight, Harold. Stay here with me.
I'm sorry, Father. I'm having dinner with Timmy.
Dinner? Where?
If you must know. At his flat.
Oh, don't go, Harold. Not to his flat. Ask him round here. I'll cook up some fish and chips. And we'll use your mother's best fish knives. They're still in the box. Please, Harold, don't go to his flat. It's a trap.
It's a business conference. It's a working dinner. It happens that he's found some premises that would make a nice little antique shop for me. And he's going to put the money up.
The filthy swine.
He's doing me a favour.
What's he getting out of it?
A share of the profits. I mean, look, it's a straightforward business deal. It's what we've always wanted. But you included.
Not me, mate. I wouldn't take a penny of his money. He's not going to get away with it. I'll make you a ward of court. I'll have the police on him for corrupting a minor.
Dad, I'm 39 years old.
Well, don't do it. Turn back before it's too late. Come back on the straight and narrow. I saw Dolly Miller yesterday.
Did you? How very uninteresting.
She was asking after you. You'll be all right there. You've always fancied her, haven't you?
Well, yes. In an animalistic sort of a way. But there was never any rapport of the intellect. Oh, dim as a glowworm's armpit she is.
I know, but she's dead keen. Ring her up. Blow him out and go round and give Dolly a seeing to. You'll feel much better.
Look, I'm not interested in Dolly Miller. I've got a whole new life opening up before me and I'm not letting it go. I've lived in ugliness long enough.
Be careful, Harold.
I'm quite capable of looking after myself.
Here, put this in your handbag. It's a cosh. Just in case. If he tries anything, hit him.
Look, the only thing that's going to get hit round here will be you. For the last time, though, there's nothing wrong with Timmy. Now, with your approval, I shall go to my dinner.
Don't go on the bus like that, Harold. The skinheads will get you.
I have no intention of going on the bus ever again. Timmy's chauffeur is coming round to pick me up. Good night, Pater. Don't wait up for me.
All right, then. Go. I don't care. I know what's going to happen to you, mate. You'll finish up in a drag show down to Skinner's Arms.
Did you enjoy the main course?
Oh, it was absolutely superb. What was it?
That was Jerry DeVoe Menagere.
Yes. Yes, I thought it was. That's beautiful.
I wasn't too sure about the wine.
Oh, no, no. Your fears were groundless. The Chateau Lafitte Rothschild 59 was a perfect compliment to the Jerry to the meat.
Have some more wine.
Oh, no, here, hang on, hang on. You'll get me Brahms and Liszt in a minute. Now, about a little bit of business. I mean, I feel at the sight you have
chosen. No, not now, dear boy. We'll talk business later. Let's relax and enjoy ourselves.
Oh, help yourself to the Armagnac.
Now, come and make yourself comfortable on the couch. That's better. Don't you find it rather warm in here?
No. Now, about this site you have chosen.
The lights are rather harsh, don't you think? I'll turn them down. You were saying?
Dark, isn't it? Oh, yes, about this site for the shop. Now, I think...
I'm still terribly warm. Feel my hands.
My goodness, yes. How very damp.
Why don't you take your scarf off and relax?
No, I'd rather keep it on. I'm quite cold, actually.
Are you? Give me your hand.
Watch it, mate.
What's the matter?
I mean, nothing. I'm just nervous. You know, the excitement, the shop and all that.
Your hands are as warm as mine. Oh, exquisitely shaped hands you have for a man.
Are they? I hadn't looked, really.
Oh, that's the first thing I always notice about a person, their hands. Yours are particularly fine. Do you play the piano?
Well, no. No, not really. Well, I used to bash out a few tunes in an affa,
Harold. Harold. You're nervous of me, aren't you?
No, not.
Yes, you are. You're very tense.
No.
You don't have to be frightened of me. I'm not going to hurt you.
No, I know.
Oh, I've grown very fond of you, Harold. You know that, don't you?
Have you?
Yes.
Yes, well, it's getting late. I think I'd better be going.
Oh, it's early yet.
Oh, dear, I'm tired.
Well, perhaps you'd like to lie down.
No, please. I'll keep down at home, if you don't mind. You see, I can only sleep in my own bed.
Oh, Harold, don't go. You've only just arrived. You can't go yet.
I think I'd better.
Oh, please don't go yet. I'm a very lonely man, Harold.
Are you?
Mm.
Oh. Hey, well, look, why don't you come down to the boozer with us? There's a load of us gets down there. We have our knees up, we'll play darts, chat up some birds.
Oh, don't be silly. Who wants to go looking for girls?
I do. But the more the merrier. I can't get enough of them.
Oh, come now, Harold. This isn't like you.
It is. You don't know me.
What have I done, Harold? What have I said? Whatever it is, I apologize.
Nothing. You ain't said nothing.
No, but you're upset. I've offended you.
No, you haven't. Good night. I'll see you.
Oh, Harold, we haven't talked about the shop.
I've changed my mind. I don't want a shop. No offense. Good night. I shall see myself out.
Hello, hello. What are you doing here?
Nothing, Constable. I'm doing nothing. I'm innocent. Nothing's happened.
Oh, yes? What's your name?
Arthur. Arthur Johnson.
Arthur Johnson?
Yes, I'm from Liverpool. Whack. I'm just off. I've got a train to catch. I must get back to the cop and the wife and the kids, Constable.
Funny. What's the matter with him?
Hello, Edgar. You're home early.
Dolly, please. Let me come in, will you, please? Let's go upstairs, Dolly, come in. No, don't send me away, Dolly, please.
Come on.
Oh, morning, Dad. Oh, it's good to be alive. Oh, what a night. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You was right, Dad. She does fancy me.
Get out.
Do what?
Your bags are packed. Take them and get out. You're no son of mine.
What do you want about now?
You stayed out all last night.
Well, so what? I'm old enough, aren't I?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I give up. I don't understand you. No, I'll go. We'll finish this later. Oh, hello, love. Coming.
I can't stop. I'm just on my way to work.
You know Dolly Miller, don't you, Dad?
Hello, Mrs. Steptoe.
Hello.
Harold, is this your handbag?
Shoulder bag? Hey, where'd you find that?
You left it round at my place last night.
Oh, I thought I lost it. You can keep it. It looks better on you.
Oh, Tom. Smashing. It's real plastic, isn't it? Will I see you tonight?
Hey? Oh, yeah, all right, if you want to. I'll pick you up inside the bar at the Skinner's Arms.
Oh, right. Cheerio. I won't be late.
Yeah. Don't come before the darts match, though.
No, I won't.
Now, you listen to me, Dad.
Is that where you were last night? Round Dolly's?
Well, yes, of course. Well, where did you think I was?
Oh, Harold, my boy, welcome back. You've made an old man very happy.
Oh, I don't know what you... Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Did you think I spent the night around it?
Yeah.
How dare you? What do you think I am? An evil little man you must have. How could you think a thing like that? Your own son.
I'm sorry, Harold. Round at Dolly Miller's, eh?
Yeah, Dolly Miller's.
What? All night?
Yeah.
You dirty little dick.
Oh, no!
What sort of behaviour is that, then?
Look, I'm...
It's disgusting. You weren't brought up like that. It may be a permissive society, but not in this house. Your mother wouldn't have allowed it, oh, no more would I. You keep away from Dolly Miller.
Oh, for God's sake, make up your minds, will you? You can't win in this house.
Don't you walk away from me when I'm talking to you. I want you in here at 11 o'clock in the future.
Yes,
you're not too old to get my belt across your backside.
No, Dad.
Your mother was a decent woman. Have some respect for her memory.
Yes, Dad.
Where are you going now?
I'm going round to vets. I might just as well. I'm not putting up with this for the rest of my life.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Richard Hurnall as Timothy. Also featured were John Sampson and Stephanie Turner. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.